Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 9:30, time for one-on-one with the Pros Car Talk. And it, by golly, is. It's Thursday, sun shining, and I got Brad Dudges on the phone. How you doing there, Brad?
Pretty good, Tom. I'm doing really well. We're having a great end of the month out here at Dungis. We've been celebrating our big birthday, 80th birthday celebration all month. It's been a great month. It's been awesome to see everybody out here and spend some time reminiscing with the team and our customers and other friends in the community all month. And you know, we're going to keep doing that all summer and getting going on our summer season and everything. So lots of stuff happening. So it's been a great April here on Highway 75 at Dungis.
I saw one of your Bronco Sports out and about in town.
Yeah.
They're wow.
Awesome. We've really enjoyed getting to know that. We've got one in our courtesy transportation fleet that people are getting to drive and explore, and we're going to have that one available for sale here pretty soon. I think it'll probably come out of loaner service next month, and it'll be available for someone to purchase. You know, we've got a lot of great inventory right now. I know that inventories, people may hear about the chip shortage, and microchips still are an issue. There's going to be vehicle production issues across all manufacturers this year, but we've got a great inventory at Dungis and got a lot of new vehicles arriving every day. Got a great shipment of used vehicles in yesterday, stuff we've been out looking for to, because we have to supplement our inventory a little bit, so we've been out looking for some really nice late model, low mileage, one owner stuff that we can put out there and certify and make people great deals on.
Wow, lots going on. There's no shortage of things happening.
Yep. And I want to bring in somebody here. Karen, you still there?
I'm here.
Hi, Karen. Got Karen Wollman from the Symphony. We've got this weekend, things are getting going again in Bartlesville, and we are so excited about that at Dungis. We love to get out in the community, and, you know, while we still have the pandemic going on, I know we're getting more comfortable getting out and getting around, and you guys have a big event coming up this weekend, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we're so excited about it. You know, as you mentioned, with the pandemic, we've had a change. We've kept our five concerts, but we've had a change as we went along, not knowing what to expect. And a lot of our artists had to, we had to reschedule around them because of the pandemic. So this Saturday, we're having two Broadway and back. It's going to be a fun, fun evening, and we're featuring a native Tulsan by way of Broadway, and she's back home now. Her name is Kathy Venable. I don't know if a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people in Tulsa have heard of her. She's been touring before the pandemic. She was touring as the conductor of Frozen, with the touring company. So she does the piano, she sings, she tells stories. She's just a wonderful all-around entertainer.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be featuring a variety of songs from the Broadway stage, and she's going to be sharing some of her fascinating career, how she began in Tulsa and moved on and progressed to New York and beyond, and it's going to include a lot of great, great Broadway music from Gershwin and Sondheim and a host of other Broadway composers that'll feature Kathy's many, many musical talents.
That sounds just wonderful. And I know you've got the wonderfully talented talents of the Bartlesville Symphony with her also, and under the direction of music director Lauren Green. I expect that to be really, really popular with the Bartlesville audience, right?
Yes. There's going to be some surprises. You know, Lauren is known for his, I guess you can call it, maybe some people have heard this word, shtick. So he likes
anybody who knows Lauren knows what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. He likes to have fun on stage and, of course, entertain the, not only entertain, but educate the audience as well. So expect some, I wouldn't say shocking surprises, but some shocking surprises.
Well, having fun is, we like to do that out here at Dungis too, and that's something we have in common with you guys at the Symphony.
Yes.
Have some fun and get out and enjoy ourselves. I know, with the the recent event, the ballet filled up the community center, actually sold all the tickets. Are you all expecting, with limited seating, to have a pretty full house?
We hope so, and like you said, it is limited seating, so tickets are going fast. Hopefully this will be the last concert we have to do this, but you never know. It is limited seating. We are separating still. We are still requiring masks.
Well, it's still out there in the community. I had a connection off of an employee here who got it this week, and, you know, we have to all be really careful and just... Help make sure that this thing goes away in our community. We certainly got it headed in the right direction. We just need to continue, I think, a little bit more. We've done such a great job.
We're almost there. Yeah, almost there. So we just want to be cautious, and we want people to be comfortable while they're with us.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So important to do that, and great. Sounds like a really great concert.
Yeah, tickets are on sale. They're not very expensive. They're anywhere from $14 to $44, and that includes all the fees. So, you know, come on out, go to the BCC box office, and tickets are on sale now. You can even get them the night of the performance, hopefully, if we still have tickets.
Uh-huh.
And, or you can go to our website to see what else is coming up, BartlesvilleSymphony.org. We have many things coming up this summer.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on, and I know there's a lot going on in Bartlesville. We're all excited to start having events down at Unity Square, and I know I was talking to Val down there, and there's going to be big parties down there, four of them. As we really get going with the Sizzlin' Summer Series that we started to have last year,
but we've
got one of those kicking off on June 4th.
And yes,
that'll be lots of fun.
We're a part of that with the Community Center as well for their July 9th Sizzling Summer Series. The evening is going to be featuring the Bartlesville Symphony on stage at Unity Square, and we are also bringing to the community a laser light concert.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be awesome.
With that should
the
be a lot
Heroes
of fun.
The hometown heroes theme right after July 4th, that'll be outstanding.
Yeah.
And this first one, we're going to get to see the unveiling of Amy Jacobson's public art water feature. People can see the flowers coming up there out of the ground. As soon as they get the glass in those petals, it is going to be so cool to go down there and check all that out.
There's so many things happening in Bartlesville. I know OKM is also starting to kick off their summer festival.
It's right around the corner for OK Mozart.
Bartlesville's a good place to be right now.
I was down at the Tower Center and I was looking inside the Price Tower, and there's so much stuff going on in there too. I don't know if people really realize that, you know, there, you know, we started with the food service downstairs last summer a bit, but we're going to have full-time food service down there here pretty soon in a few weeks. I think around the 1st of June we'll reopen, and they're going to have some places to eat inside on the first level in the gallery there and get food service going, refurbishing the kitchen there on the first floor.
It's going to be a great addition. I know I enjoyed that Tower Cafe all last summer, and I'm really looking forward to it this summer. And
what else is going on at the Symphony after or around the Hometown Hero Show in July? What else do you
guys have? Well, that's July. As a matter of fact, in 2 weeks right now, tickets are on sale. We have a chocolate wine pairing that we're presenting on the balcony of the community center, which not many people get a chance to go up to unless they have an event or a wedding. So
I've been to some weddings and receptions up there and things for the OK Mozart Festival, and you know what? It's a great place now to view the Unity Square, the park there.
You can watch what's going on right beneath you and the skyline at sunset, because the event starts at 7 o'clock on May 13th. It's a Thursday evening, and we have some great sponsors. Jim Hess of Fifth and Shawnee Liquor will be presenting the wine with Omega Chocolates, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a harpist in the background, and we're even going to have some wine auctions.
Is there information for that on the website?
Yes, you can see the information on our website, which is bartlesvillesymphony.org. You can give me a call right here at the office to reserve your spot and pay for your tickets, which is 336-7717. Come by the office. We're in the Ambler Building, just on the second floor of OKM. And tickets are on sale right now. That's May 13th. That's right around the corner.
There's so much stuff going on, you know. Tom, I want to bring up another thing we've got going on at the dealership and actually all around the country. People may remember in the last few years, we've done a few of these programs where they have the Ford Drive for Your School program. We've done it a few times with the school and with the Boys and Girls Club. The Lincoln allows us to do it with charities, too. But now this year, because of the pandemic, and we're doing it all as a virtual test drive event. It's going to happen all next week, May 3 through 7th, and basically in honor of Teacher Appreciation Week and in partnership with the organization Donors Choose, Ford will donate $1 million to support thousands of teachers in funding classroom needs through this Drive for Your School test drive event. And you don't even actually complete an actual test drive, you do it virtually. You go to your virtual test drive experience at the D4URS website, and we can't really put too much out about it yet, but we'll be posting it starting tomorrow. We'll be able to release information about that, so you might want to come back and check out our Facebook page. The first 500,000 of Ford's donation will go right to teachers and classrooms selected by the participants who complete the virtual test drive event, so you can direct it to your classroom if you want. After completing all the steps of the virtual experience, you'll get a $50 Donor Choose gift card via email that you can then donate to the teacher or classroom project that you choose. So isn't that cool?
It is cool.
That's going to be great. And so come, you can check out that website. It is drive4url.com. Not sure if the website's up, as I said, quite yet. We haven't got full information with which to start marketing it yet, but I wanted to get the word out because I know people will want to support their school. And we did with the cheerleader program at the high school, and we got a bunch of people out to test drives and raise some money for them for some of their projects. And
great!
It's really a neat deal, and this should be a lot of fun. Help raise some money for local teachers.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I did mention a little bit earlier about the some of the stuff happening on the lot and with our business. I know it's been a really crazy April. The national sales numbers are through the roof. We're booming in the car business, but inventories are getting tighter and tighter, especially with popular product and with the very best vehicles, which, of course, Fords and Toyotas are. Little bias there.
Little.
We do have still a great selection of incoming trucks and SUVs, 4x4 stuff. We've got a lot of great used vehicles as I mentioned, that we've been out shopping for. We've got recently got in a Lincoln Certified Lincoln Aviator, got a 2020 Ford Explorer Platinum, 2020 Ford Super Duty F-250 Platinum. These are really low-mileage vehicles. 1,500 miles on the Super Duty, 7,200 on the Platinum Explorer, and just 16,000 on the Aviator. We bought a 2020 TRD Pro Tacoma, great-looking, white, beautiful Tacoma, very rare vehicle. We've got a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Sport, the Jeep pickup truck, another pretty rare vehicle. This one's a great deal, under $42,000. 40,000 miles on that. Got a Toyota 4Runner, another really rare used vehicle, hard to get. This is a pretty low mileage one, and it's Toyota certified, Carfax One owner, price to move about $2,200 under J.D. Power retail. Got a 2020 Ford Edge. also a One owner. It's done just Q certified, great condition. Under $33,000. lots of late model stuff, and then we also have a bunch of great value vehicles and vehicles that are a little older but still passed our certification and inspections. Right now we've actually got an inventory of over 60 used vehicles, which is a great inventory that's on the ground or available and incoming. Everything from those that I mentioned to things like a 2010 Highlander, an 11 Expedition, a great deal on a 2010 Toyota Yaris. This is a really great small car, under $6,500. Got a 2008 Lincoln Navigator. This is a locally owned, one-owner vehicle. We sold it new. It's really a nice vehicle. It's got a few miles on it, but it's been really well maintained. It's a beautiful white chocolate tri-coat, and it's under $10,000. We've also got a 07 Toyota 4Runner Limited that's under $10,000. So lots of great selection on great used vehicles, and lots of opportunity out here for you to come kick the tires and check it out. If you're interested in the market for a vehicle, this is a great time to buy. I know both the Ford and Toyota have signaled that with the tightening inventories and the production being off a bit, I don't think Toyota's really experiencing the production hit that Ford has, but we certainly have seen it in the Tundra and 4Runner. They're signaling some pretty steep incentive drops come the change over on the month. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure what they're going to do to us on Saturday, but if you are in the market for a new vehicle, a Toyota or a Ford, this is a great time to come in and sign up, because the incentives are going to drop, we expect, when they're announced Saturday morning. So it's just now and the close of business Friday. I know what they're going to be. I'm not sure quite what they'll be after that, but I do know we're going to see some big drops on stuff where the inventory has shrunk the most.
Hmm.
So, Karen, let's bring you back in and remind people about the event on Saturday night.
Okay, well, Saturday is our To Broadway and Back featuring Kathy Venable, and it's just going to be a fun evening with a variety of songs from the Broadway stage and a lot of surprises from our music director, conductor, Lauren Green.
You've hinted at some surprises there.
Yeah, surprises on stage.
All right.
Leave
well,
it at that.
And these are a lot of Broadway theme things, so maybe
yes.
There may be something along those lines. Or
yes, definitely, you know, and costume changing and
okay.
Just a lot of fun for, you know.
I don't want to spill the beans, but, you know, we ought to tease them a little bit.
And, of course, you know, if you know the words, we do encourage to sing along, get up and dance, clap, stomp your feet, just enjoy the show and enjoy the concert while you're there. And bring your kids. Kids
yeah.
Love music. And, of course, with an adult ticket, kids are free. And you would be so surprised. They sit there, they watch, they smile, they laugh. And if they're fidgety, that's okay. They can be fidgety because they're moving to the music.
Well, you get that. I mean, you guys do so much great stuff with kids, and that's what we had you on last time about, a lot of your great programs.
Right, and it's not going to be a very long show because of COVID. We're still not going to be doing intermission. We're still going to leave that and hope we can get back to that come October. But right now, we are eliminating intermission, so the program is a little bit shorter, and this is the perfect time to bring your kids.
That's great. And mm-hmm. A lot of, communities our size don't have resources like the Bartlesville Symphony, let's just say that. We're so
yeah.
Lucky to have this here for so many years. And, you know, it's so important for us to support the symphony and
yes,
keep it going. And you guys do such great work exposing our community to the arts, just bringing the arts, bringing other people to town, I think. I mean, you draw people from a broad region, from southeast Kansas and all across Northern Oklahoma, so this is it's a big deal for us.
Yeah, people are very surprised that we have a full stage symphony. We have over 60 players in our orchestra, from volunteers to paid musicians. A lot of them, as a matter of fact, most of them also play with either the Tulsa Signature or the Tulsa Symphony Orchestra. So
many are Bartlesville people and people you may know or see around town.
Three of our music teachers, all three of them are in our orchestra and on stage.
Yeah, it's always great to see that, and you know, Bartlesville is such a rich community and talent, and it's exemplified by this organization. And
yes, I mean, like I said, we're wrapping up our 63rd season, and we've been here a long time, and Lauren has been with us 43 of those 63 years.
Wow, so I didn't realize that.
He's iconic at it also.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations to the symphony and to Lauren, and we'll look forward to the great event Saturday night, to Broadway and Back, featuring Kathy Venable.
Yes.
And starts at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
And I think tickets are still available.
On stage at the Bartlesville Community Center, and we hope to see you all there.
Well, then, and they can get tickets to give them at the Community Center box office, which you can go to physically or online, I think.
Yes, they can get tickets physically at the box office during business hours, or they can go to BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com and go scroll down to the Bartlesville Symphony icon, and you can buy single tickets right online. Or even if you just want to make a phone call to the box office, you can call 336-2787 and get your tickets over the phone.
Yeah, and you do get free admission for students up
yes.
through high school age with the purchase of an adult ticket. And I see that that's only available in person or over the phone. So
yes, you cannot do that online, I'm sorry to say. But
yeah,
if you do call up, or if you do go to the box office, they'll be more than happy to accommodate that free ticket.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. We're going to look forward to seeing you out there and around this summer and all the other events. And have a great, great event Saturday night.
So, and thank you for inviting me, and
sure.
Hope to see you at the symphony.
Yeah, no, we'll see you out there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Tom, another great event going on in Bartlesville. As always, we've got just an abundance of stuff to do around here, and we're getting, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we're just getting ready to have a really busy season of summer, and we've got baseball right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
The team's getting ready for tryouts. We've got the, I mentioned the Tower Center at Unity Square, and the great sizzling summer coming up. We've got Hot Street Party this summer. That'll be July 16th. Been working with the Young Professionals Organization, as we always do, to help with that. Great event that'll be downtown, too, at Tower Center at Unity Square. And right around the corner, too, is the Legacy Hall of Fame Gala, one of the first big gala events that we'll have with the reopening of events and things like that. They're going to be featuring this year the Dunlap family and the Vaclaw family, if you haven't heard. Two great, great Bartlesville iconic families, and introducing the Heritage family, the Lyon family of the Lyon Foundation, that does so much in our community and has really, really been one of the real backbones of, behind the scenes, making sure a lot of our nonprofits are able to continue to operate.
Wow. That's going to be a lot of fun. There are a lot of members of the family, the two of the three anyway, they're going to be in attendance, and many are still around, and it's always great to enjoy that ceremony. I was here a couple of years ago when Mr. and Mrs. Potter and the Potter family
were Potters have been in it. And
one of my first nights in Bartlesville, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, such a great program. It is one that really does show, like we were talking about, our community of 35,000 people has a symphony. We have all these great stories to tell through the decades in Bartlesville of these great families that have such an impact on our community. And there's it's just a real important legacy that we keep it going and talk about it. So you can get tickets for that too still, I think. That's Saturday, May 15th. There's a reception at 6 and dinner at 7 if you want to come out and support that, or you can check them out at the Bartlesville Community Center. And they've got Mike Wilton, all the team down there, mm-hmm. answer any of your questions.
Yes.
You check it out online at BartlesvilleCF.org.
You know, there are towns twice our size that don't have half as much going on. I can vouch for that. I've lived in them.
No, I know that's true because I can't keep up with them a lot of the time.
And you try really hard.
We do try hard. We always have stuff going on out here too. So it does keep us busy, and we have been busy. As I mentioned, Tom, it's been kind of crazy this month. Seems like the trucks come in and drop off some vehicles, and out they go. We're selling them as fast as they come in. We've been buying lots of vehicles too. If people are trying to trade or sell a vehicle, we are very interested. We'll give you a cash offer for that. Just bring it by, or you can start that process online too.
Mm-hmm.
You can check everything out at dungeonschoice.com or call us at 918-333-0900. We do a lot of work every day to get pictures and descriptions of all our vehicles up online, and of course, we always mention that we do have our Dungis different warranty. At Dungis, you get a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty,
mm-hmm.
at no added cost to you. It's a nationwide warranty, good at any ASC-certified shop or dealership around the country. So it's not something you got to jump through a bunch of hoops mm-hmm. through to make it work, or if you move away, it doesn't work. It's a real warranty that travels with you. And, for the first 7 years or 100,000 miles of your ownership of a new vehicle, we're going to make sure those critical powertrain of components are keep going for you. And we do that just for our customers' peace of mind and to differentiate us from the competition, because we know you've got a choice in where you shop and buy cars. And Dungis just wants to be that place where you know you're comfortable, you're welcome, that we're going to treat you right, and be straight up about the sales process, and there to serve you this time and next time and on and on through the generations, as we have now for 80 years.
Don't forget, folks, summertime's coming, and if you got that oil change, tire rotation you need, check the AC, everything else. We've got probably the best in the business right out there on 75 on the west side, the best side of the street at the Dungis Family
House.
Yeah,
and they've been very busy in service, too. It's been lots of stuff going on. We've got some big sales coming up later in May. Ford side is going to have a big tire sale in the second half of May, part of a nationwide Ford tire event.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got great offers on the Toyota side right now. I think they're in there. They have a big brake offer and a tire offer too on the Toyota side.
Wow!
And you can get discounts and see all that online at the website. You can schedule a service appointment on our website too. A lot of people don't realize you don't have to call and to talk to somebody to do that. Sometimes it is hard to get the phone on to the service advisors on the drive with all that they have going on,
mm-hmm.
but it's really easy to schedule your appointment online. It actually sets it up so that they can see it and puts it right in the queue so that we know you're coming and what you need, and it really does speed things up, and it's very efficient.
Golly, it's all right there. It's all right there. Well, again, happy birthday. That 80th birthday month has been a fun one.
It has been. I've really enjoyed it. We've had some great shows, and I want to thank all our customers,
yes.
and all our friends out there.
Yeah.
I think after 80 years and working as I have here for over 20 years in Bartlesville now, you realize what a legacy we have and how fragile it is in some ways,
mm-hmm.
but how strong it is because of the community we live in, and it's all about our people and our team here and our customers. That's what makes it happen, and we're really proud to be part of Bartlesville community.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Tell everybody where they can find you.
We are out here on Highway 75, as you say, on the west side, the best side, 1901 Southeast Washington Boulevard, the Ford store, the Toyota store is 1911. You can't miss us.
No, you can't. If you do, you need to go to the Vision store down the road a little bit, then come
the big
back.
Blue oval and the rig Toyota monolith, we'll call it.
Well, Brad, thank you very much for being with us today, and we'll catch you again next week right here on Car Talk.
All right, Tom. Thank you, and have a great week.